Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to another edition of Meet the People, a podcast designed to do exactly what the title would suggest, meet the great people within Atlas Copco who make it happen. Today, super excited for today's interview. Today, we're going to talk to Michael Pellegrini, who's the senior manager of SHEQ, which is Safety, Health and Quality. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. So, just to set the scene a little bit, would you mind telling us a little bit about you and about your background?
Sure. Yeah, so I have about 16 years in the chemical manufacturing industry prior to me jumping over into Atlas Copco. So, primarily, chemical manufacturing has been my background since I graduated college.
Very cool. And we're talking to you. We're doing it remotely, of course, but I know you're based in the Carolinas, just close to the office. Is that where you've always been located?
No, sir. I relocated from the Pittsburgh area about 11 years ago, and I came down here for work. And then I've been living in the Fort Mill, South Carolina area for about 11 years now.
So you've been with us about 13 months. So, of course, started, you know, pretty much bang in the middle of COVID and when we were trying to work out many things and there was, you know, more uncertainty, if that seems possible, perhaps, than even there was today. So just tell us a little bit about how you found the role and what it was like starting during the pandemic.
Sure. So I've known about Atlas Copco for pretty much my entire career in chemicals, as you can imagine. Air compressors are very, very popular in the manufacturing industry. So I knew about Atlas Copco and I saw the posting for the role and it was local. And I thought I'd jump on that because of the brand recognition and knowing how much business Atlas Copco does and how large of a company they are.
Okay, and then specifically, like, what was the process of you applying and joining Atlas Copco? You see it on LinkedIn or another site, or how did it work?
It was on LinkedIn. Then I applied, and then I went through, a lot of Teams meetings, as you can imagine, right at the height of COVID is when I was doing my interview. And so I actually accepted the job before I even saw the office. So, but the good thing is I knew it was close.
So it's a very varied role, very full role. Just tell us what, the SHEQ, if you like, as I said, the safety, health, quality department, just tell us a little bit about your sort of focus and priorities as a team and the value that you add.
Sure. So, the primary role, I always put the from the SHEQ perspective, safety is first. In every faction of what we do, we try and ensure that our folks out there in the field and or the offices and warehouses maintain a high level of safety and present a good safety culture. I think it's very important for organizations, especially decentralized ones like this, to have a strong safety culture where the guys out in the field know that it's okay to stop a job if something's not safe. So providing that value to the folks in the field is very important to everyone in the group.
No, absolutely. It's a completely essential role within the company. And there's so many, customer requests and processes and questionnaires and documentation. I sometimes even wonder how you and the team get through it, to be honest with you. It's not something, I guess, which, especially with COVID too, it's not something which is going to decrease, I guess, in the short term.
Correct. I mean, a lot of our vendor requests are related to COVID. A lot of, but the good news is there's some that are repetitive requests, so it's a little bit easier to manage. From what we said in the past to what we've said now. So, but there's still quite a bit of requests out there, and we field a lot of questions from the field. So it is a challenge, but the strong team work helps.
Absolutely. And one aspect of the role, an important one again, and a core, let's say, value of Atlas Copco is the sustainability part of it. When it comes to CO2 reduction from transportation, when it comes to, you know, reduced electricity and that sort of stuff. I mean, the group has very, very clear, let's say, lofty goals as we head towards 2030. So planning for these, you know, I really like the fact that the goals are long term. So we do it in a sustainable way, not in a knee jerk way, but must be a lot of planning for the SHEC department that goes into that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's big changes. You know, how can we reduce electricity, CO2, those are challenges that I think a lot of corporations face. You know, some big things can happen in terms of CO2 with transport and in vans. And as you know, we have quite a bit of technicians out there with driving vans around. So that's going to be a challenge that we're trying to figure out how to best handle.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming back to though the sort of joining process, if you want. So you said you knew Atlas Copco very well from your days in chemical, but can you remember, or let's say, what within the company, when you looked at it deeper, was what made it, let's say, more interesting than or the things that you learned that perhaps you didn't know before?
Sure, definitely interesting when you're looking at a potential new company to join. I didn't realize the amount of touch points that Atlas Copco has, whether it's, power, whether it's hand tools. I just had known Atlas Copco as compressors. Fortunately that's the group that I joined, but I was surprised to see how large the company was outside of just the compressor field.
How would you describe the culture of Atlas Copco to a friend or colleague?
Sure, it's definitely a friendly culture. I mean, I haven't met anyone that has been a challenge to work with, which is always a breath of fresh air. Everyone's been respectful and supportive, especially being new. People's willingness to help has been great. So it's definitely been, it's been a fun time. It's been a challenge. And like I said before, it's a puzzle and that I'm trying to put the pieces together on.
Absolutely. I think we're very decentralized. I mean, that's the one thing that many people that have joined us a year or two often come up with, that, as you say, we're companies within companies. That's kind of our DNA a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, it's a good thing that you can reach out to someone in the West Coast and say, hey, what do you think about some sort of safety training or all the way up to the East Coast? So you cover, soup to nuts in terms of trying to get some valuable content out there to the field based on different regions. And I think that's definitely fun. It's a new experience, and it's decentralized, but again, at the same time, it's a strong group of folks out there.
If this friend or colleague, that you were talking to was starting with Atlas Copco tomorrow, let's say, what would be your best advice would you give them to somebody new who's starting?
Wow. So yeah, I would say that do your research, because there's quite a lot of different opportunities at Atlas Copco, and there's freedom to kind of choose your path forward. So go into the career in the company with an open mind, because you may not be in the same position you are in, five years from now. So be able to embrace change, and I think you'll do just fine here at Atlas Copco.
Just a couple of questions that I like to sort of finish with. One takes a look back a little bit, one takes a look forward. So, and always perhaps some of the hardest questions for the people to answer, because as you say, we are quite a humble group. So to date, what would you say you're most proud of?
Oh, that's a good question. As you alluded to, it's a challenge. I think I'm most proud of the way that the SHEC group has accepted me, and all of the regions have accepted me. New guy starting, and I think it's been a testament to the folks at the company to accept me and my ideas and help create a safety culture that's going to be sustainable for the future. So I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of, and it's really not on me, it's on everyone else.
That's a really good answer. Thanks, Michael. And then the last question, I guess, you know, as the journey, you said, you know, embrace change, the opportunity to do many things in a company our size. So what are you most looking forward to?
Man, you know, that's a tough one. I think a lot of times looking forward, people think of it as a personal question. I think of it more of a company question, looking forward to what we can do in the future, you know, acquisitions. And since I've been here in 13 months, I think that's exciting. I think the changes are exciting. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to enjoying the ride.
Michael, thank you so much for taking a few minutes here to join us today. As I mentioned at the start, thanks for the great work that's done by you and the Czech department, and especially during the last, you know, couple of years, let's say. And as we talked about just before we started, we've got a little ways to go with this as well. So when it comes to COVID and the situation there. But Michael, again, thanks for everything you do. Thanks for being our guest today. And I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.